This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With the little brother complex kind of thinking, okay, we're going to find a way for our city to be better. And they always talk about the garbage that goes in front of the house. My garbage goes in front of the house once a week, not all week. So they don't have alleys like in the actual city. That's what they do. The garbage is in front and the whole city stinks.
They leave the garbage on the street without a can. It's just a bag.
Every day.
And then the rodents rip the bags open and then it just spills out to the street.
Why?
I don't know. On the walk to work every morning, I go, it's really bad. It's really, really bad.
It depends on the block. There's kind of a different scent every block. It depends. Some can be good. Some can be bad. This East Coast slander, though, I don't know about it. This is very Midwest. I love New York.
That's what I'm asking. Personally. I'm asking. I don't, you know, you could.
I mean, what Sam's saying is definitely true. Like, I remember living in New York for a summer, and I walked 10 blocks, like five down, five over to Rockefeller, and there was a different smell every block. It could be good, could be bad, but sometimes it's pretty rough.
Mostly Italian
restaurants would be good, right? Like,
I mean, not if there's pasta in the trash bag out front, but yeah, if you're getting the ambiance of the restaurant, yeah. I love New York, though, so I think I'm on an island on this show. Joe, I know Jake hates New York.
No, he doesn't.
Out there a couple times.
No, he keeps going back. He needs more. He loves New York.
There's a strong Midwest bias on this show. I get it.
Jake?
I don't keep going back, for the record.
We are two years sober
from New York. Thank you very much.
I think there are times you go back for a weekend and you don't tell us.
It's just a blatant lie.
Okay, that's what I would do if I were you. But okay, apparently not. Any calls
I'll write
lately?
It down.
Any calls? No.
Unluckily, no.
Unluckily, no. All right. Sam, what did you have your eyes peeled to last night? We've got a bunch of injury news when it comes to the NFL. Maxion was kind of interesting. If you like favorites, it was interesting. We got our Cy Young results. What did you care about most?
I only followed two games last night because I was busy. I was out drinking and throwing darts, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But I was sitting. I met my buddy John Jastrzemski, who works for SNY. And he said, I'm going to the Knick game, and then we can meet up before and after. So we met up before at a place across the street, and this is a bar just decked with Knick fans, like right across the street. And I'm sitting with JJ at the bar, and this group of guys next to us are talking about how the Knicks are a lock. And I'm like, okay, well, now I'm betting the Magic, right? Knicks were a 3.5-point favorite, lost outright. So thank you, group of guys at the bar across from the Madison Square Garden. So I was following that because it's on in every bar. The Knicks are hot. People love the Knicks now. They're supposed to be NBA Finals good, potentially. So everybody's excited. and then they lose outright to the Magic. But I also, I had that bet on our show on Marquette, and they freaking pounded Little Rock. I think at one point they were up 40 in the game. And on Lightning bets, we had minus 20 or 20 and a half or whatever. They were almost up at half by the spread, and then they rolled. But I didn't really follow a lot of the action. I wasn't really doing a lot with other NBA or NHL games. I was focused on two things, the Knicks losing, check, and Marquette rolling, check.
Yeah, there was very little going on in college because we had the big night on Tuesday, if I get my days correct. So you didn't have as much action, but yeah, you gave out that winner yesterday. Good job out of you. The Bulls lost again.
Damn.
Maybe Gertsch is going to be right. Four in a row, five out of six. Could be. That was,
I've got
one of
that
his
middle,
10
though.
Down.
That's fine. I've got over 31.5 and under 41.5. So if they land on 38, 39, 40, I don't give a damn. I'll be content with that.
But they have that super hot start, and now they're playing awful ball, come back down to earth, and we'll see where it ends up settling in. Yeah, and then, of course, everywhere, the big coverage last night. I love that you bet the Magic, by the way, because that's your team. That's your team that you're going to bet. If there's, like, one NBA team, who's Sam's team? Outside of rooting interest, I'm like, oh, Magic, 100%.
I didn't even know who the Knicks were playing. I didn't even care. Yeah. All I heard was the Knicks are a lock tonight. And I logged in and went to town.
The Thunder beating the Lakers was somehow shocking to some of the national pundits. Like, where have you been? Yeah, they're going to beat their ass by 30. They're a lot better than them. Hey, did you watch any of last year? Or what's to come this season? That was the big game of the night. So a lot of people certainly focused on that one. We quickly mentioned Maxion, and I should have bet it. I didn't. I jokingly made a comment about how awful UMass is. Northern Illinois wins 45-3. There was money coming in on UMass. When we went off the air, it was 11.5, and then it closes 10. All of the favorites win and cover last night in Maxion. Northern Illinois, Toledo hammers Miami of Ohio, and then Central Michigan covers a short spread at home against Buffalo. So there you go. If you bet the Maxion favorites, I bet you there were people that took all three favorites on the money line, and you ended up winning. Or if you put them on the spread, that parlay works as well.
Favorites are fun for a lot of people. And favorites are more fun when you can grab other favorites and parlay them together. If that's the case, it's going to be a happy night for most people when the favorites win, when the favorites cover the second half. That's life for some people. Just favorite, favorite, favorite. And if you've been betting the NFL this year, there's been a lot of that, as we've discussed. I need Toledo to just win out and give me some hope that they can get into this MAC championship game. I don't think it's going to happen, but the standings in the MAC, they're 4-2. The only team with one loss is West Michigan. So I'm going to need some help there. You got 3, 4, 5 teams, 6 teams actually, with 2 losses. So I'm going to need some chaos and some help along the way. Yeah, I know.
Tiebreakers. Yeah, I don't know what the tiebreaker situation is there. Well, best of luck with Toledo. Maybe you'll get surprised a little bit. MVPs tonight for Major League Baseball. We know one result, the other we wait on, which will be debated, Judge or Rowley. Last night we got the Cy Young Awards. It was not a surprise at all, really. But I do find it funny that there are some people that get really mad that the second place finisher didn't get more respect. But if you were to ask him, well, who would you vote for? There's only 30 votes going out. Oh, I would take Scooble and Skeens. Well, what are we complaining about? I saw people mad that Crochet didn't get enough respect. Oh, Crochet didn't get enough love. But if you have the vote, are you voting for Scooble or Crochet? I'd go Scooble. Well, then what is the debate going on here? Like, I understand you would think going in, maybe there would be more people that would say, oh, yeah, I would give it to Crochet. Scooble gets 26 first place votes. Crochet gets 4. So Scooble goes back to back. It's hard to argue with him when you break down all the numbers. Terrific again. The strikeouts were there. He's a workhorse. ERA 2.39, which was funny because Skeens was 2.38. 2.39, 2.38. Their WAR was almost the same. The strikeout total almost the same. Like, this is what you have to do. It's not a big surprise. Like, could we make a case for Crochet? Absolutely. Those guys were co-favorites going into the year, and then they end up 1-2 at the end of the year. But I always see it, find it a little ridiculous when people go up in arms. This guy should get more respect. He should have got more love. Well, what would you do? Well, I'd vote for Scooble. Well, what are you arguing about? I just don't understand. And then Skeens, unanimous, Sam. If you're going to make that debate, I would say that Sanchez should have got more love because their numbers were much closer than Scooball and Crochet ended up being. You know, we had some Sanchez on the show. I know Jake did. I did as well, grabbing him usually around the 20s, 30s when it was hanging around there. But no dice. When you're going up against Skeens, you're going to have to surpass them by a bunch if you want more votes.
It really, going forward, becomes very difficult to want to bet guys that are not named Paul Skeens for Cy Young and Shohei Ohtani for MVP. Like, you really have to sack up if you're going to be betting other guys. And naturally, when you have two prohibitive favorites like we're going to have going forward, assuming health, of course, if Skeens is healthy, he's the favorite. If Ohtani's healthy, he's the favorite. And I don't want to say you're playing for keeps for everybody else, but it really does. Like, if you're going to take a poke on somebody, you got to get a really good number, and you got to hold on for dear life because you're going to have to do a lot of navigating to beat Skeens for the Cy and Ohtani for the MVP.
And the voters proved once again last night they're not worried about going back-to-back. As they go back-to-back with Scooball, we've seen Ohtani. You're right. You're going to probably need injuries for him not to take down one award. Ohtani's going to be named the NL MVP tonight. That's a no-doubter. That was, you know, minus 10,000 last time it was on the board. But Judge and Raleigh was close to a coin toss. That kept flip-flopping in the last month of the year. So that is something actually worth paying attention to. Who gets the MVP? And I know some people have some tickets out there, and if they did it right, there are a number of people that have plus money prices on both of these guys. So good luck with everyone. Hope you get the result that you're looking for in Judge and Raleigh. Of the awards, this was probably the most exciting one. In fact, it definitely was all season long when it comes to Major League Baseball. So those will wrap up later tonight when they hand out the AL and NL MVP. As far as NFL nuggets, Sam, a few things involving quarterbacks, other positions. As always, we don't want to go too far on what we see on injury reports on Wednesdays, but quarterbacks always stand out. We did get official word that it's going to be Jameis playing for the Giants. Maybe that conversation comes up during Live Dogs when we talk about the New York Football Giants as a touchdown dog. But C.J. Stroud does not practice. He is not practicing for the Houston Texans with that concussion. Lamar did not practice yesterday, but we're used to this by now. He is expected to play. He's dealing with some knee soreness, and Brock Purdy was limited. So he practices on Wednesday, but Mac Jones has looked great, and San Francisco says they're going to have aggressive practices with one Brock Purdy this week. I don't know that they should be in a rush to get Purdy back on the field.
I just picture you scrolling, and then stopping on every Shanahan quote about Brock Purdy, because last week he was progressing, and this week he's actively or aggressively progressing.
Aggressive. Just keep aggressive practice.
They just change the adverb every week, right? They just change the adverb. This week it's aggressively progressing. Yeah, okay. Yes. Just play already, dude. Just play. Get me to 11.
I don't think they want him. Wins. I think they might prefer Mac Jones right now the way he's playing.
But they paid him, so they have to get him out there. I mean, he has such a big salary. If you don't want him, you got to play him. Hope he does well, and then maybe you can trade him, because you're not going to get rid of him if he's not playing and performing. You're going to eat that contract, which looks worse and worse by the minute. I also remember Charles Barkley used to do that commercial. Are you in my five? Jameis Winston and the Giants will definitely be in my five this weekend. That is a lock. Not the bet. Not the bet. The bet is not a lock. I want to be very clear. It is a lock, though, that the Giants will make my five-team card.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At 7. Is this going to get inside of 7? Who's backing the Packers?
You might
7?
As well. Might as well just bet the 7 now. If you're going to bet the Giants, I'd hate for people to have to take 6.5. There may be that push. And then our favorite pastime is this. Betting Jameis, winning that bet, and then turning on Jameis the next week when everybody falls for the story.
I looked at the interception prop for Jameis. It's minus 200.
This will be the time to bet no interception. And then he throws for right. 3 touchdowns. The Giants win the game outright. Mike Kafka for head coach. Make him permanent. Yes. And then they get dog walked in the very next game.
Let's go. Dalton Kincaid not practicing. He's dealing with a hamstring. That concerns me for the Bills because a lot has been running through him. Marvin Harrison Jr., he is out. Bucky Irving back on the practice field for the Bucks in a big matchup. So a lot to cover over the next few hours. Joe O, Sammy P, Thursday Night Football, Week 11 kicks off tonight. That's next. This is Betts Wetz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Week 11 starts tonight. It's the Jets and the Patriots for this AFC East tilt. Joe O, Sammy P, thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday. Kelly in Vegas, 11 a.m. Eastern time. Ian Hart, it's 10 o'clock Eastern. We'll be dropping by to talk some NFL. We'll get to Survivor in about 20 minutes officially, but I'm sure Survivor is going to be brought up when it comes to this game because it is the largest point spread on the board, and it is not close. There are a few games that are hanging around 7, but this one is around double that. It is 13. Did not open there. It's been Patriots money throughout the week. New England, the home favorite, favored by 13, total 43. The Patriots trying to get it to an 8-game winning streak under Vrabel in his rookie campaign. And the Jets are going for their third straight win. I still don't know how they won that game last week against Cleveland. You take the Jets as a dog, probably, if you have the cojones to bet on the game. but you just do it because they're the dog. You just do it because they're getting points. And then you look at it and like, the Browns should have won that game. The Jets win by one score, and they had two special teams touchdowns. Justin Fields had 54 passing yards against a very stout Cleveland defense. So it's like, I don't know that they should have won either of the last two games. Garrett Wilson is out for the Jets. So one of the few playmakers they do have, not going to be playing on the outside. And then for New England, Ramondre Stevenson out. Maybe Patriots fans are happy about that. And on the outside, you got Booty out. All right, Sam, New England minus 13, total 43. Where do we start?
Do you remember what the number was in the summer? I'm asking rhetorically. I don't think you would remember a random Thursday in that game, but can you take a guess what this point spread was in the summer when the Westgate put up their lines for every single game?
Okay, New England was expected to be better by at least a couple of wins. So home field, I'm going to say it was New England minus four.
Four and a half, right there. Woo! So four and a half. Great call. Great call by you. So in August, the number's 4.5. Patriots at home against the Jets. Now we're at 13. That's a crazy adjustment. And it's not to say that it's not warranted, because the Patriots have become a very, very popular team, mostly because they make you money. I mean, the bartender's betting the Patriots every week. He thinks Drake May is the best player in football. At least he bets it that way. I mean, go back and look at the bartender picks. Basically every week, the last 5 weeks, Patriots, and they keep covering. They have to, the books, what they have to do at this point is overinflate the balloon so much, because there is such an appetite to bet this team. And it doesn't mean they can't win and win big, but man, you are paying a Drake May, Mike Vrabel, Patriot tax every single game. And they are making these spreads so high. 13 on a short week, Thursday night, is a massive number to lay. I'm honestly looking for reasons to bet the Jets. There aren't many of them, but if you're betting numbers and not teams, you're taking the Jets for sure.
Yeah. Have you found any?
Any it's tough. What?
Reasons to bet the Jets. Like, what's the argument just because you're getting 13?
Like I said, it's a number. You're betting a number. Yeah. You're plugging in a formula. You're getting to like 10.5, and the books are offering you 13. Look ahead number in this game was 10.5. I mean, that was the 11-day number in Vegas. New England minus 10.5. Now I log into BetMGM, I can take 13.
Man, I know. This New England defense, they won't let you run the ball. They're outstanding at shutting down the run. And without Garrett Wilson, what do they have? Oh, Breece Hall. Well, New England's great against the run. So that's going to be difficult. You've got all this positive momentum for Drake May. So maybe you go there. Like, he has taken too many sacks, I would say. Like, when he reaches that next level, I don't know what's next. He's a co-favorite for the MVP right now. That will be interesting. So let's assume he has a great game. What if the number's right? The Patriots win by two touchdowns and May puts up numbers. And then he gets a little bit of momentum. And then you've got Staffy going against Seattle. What happens there? If the Rams win, Stafford probably the favorite or remains the co-favorite with May. That's going to be pretty interesting. Henderson is going to be in the room, and I wish he wasn't, but he's going to be. After what he did on Sunday, those two explosive runs, and then looking at the sideline late in the game, should I score? Should I score? Okay, I'll go score a touchdown. An awesome performance. And so many football fans have been screaming, why isn't Henderson getting an opportunity? Well, the Stevenson injury is giving Henderson that opportunity. You know, they'll make their case about blocking and all that. He's young. He's still learning the offense, blah, blah, blah. When he's out there, he makes plays. He's averaging 5.3 yards per carry when Stevenson is averaging 2 yards less. He's at 3.4 yards per carry. So now they're forced in a situation tonight where, all right, Henderson's going to be out there because Stevenson is out. Immediately, I end up looking at his props because I know they're going to be super popular and I'm going to want them. I'm going to be tempted by them. 17.5 rushing attempts for Henderson. Should be playing from out in front. Should get the rock. Did not get to 17.5 last week. 78.5 rushing yards. But the first thing that came to mind, and I'm thinking most people will not be on this game because they like the other props more, longest rush. Longest rush is 14.5 against this Jets defense. Takes one with Henderson. And then looking this year, some of these running backs that have had big weeks, sure, we go to week two. The Bills, James Cook went for 132. We saw the Dolphins, Achan ran for 99 yards against them. They gave up 109 on the ground. Javonte Williams of the Cowboys, 135 on the ground. Let's see, Bengals, man, Pirine and Chase Brown both had a big day. Panthers, Rico Dowdle went for 79. Chuba Hubbard for 31. Henderson should get there if he gets the workload we're expecting. He should get into the end zone, but they price that properly at minus 170. That's too expensive for me unless you want to go 2+ touchdowns. But if I'm going Henderson, Sam, I'm going over on the longest rush of 14.5 yards.
I'm laughing because these sports books don't even have the cojones to hang a passing yardage prop on Justin Fields. A lot of the books
really
don't even have one. Yeah. So
they don't know how low to go.
One book has 136.5. BetMGM does not have a passing prop that I see. What they have done is they have combined passing and rushing, and they're offering that, which is 181.5. But I do not say, I'm looking at BetMGM right now. I don't see passing yards only for Fields. The only other book I see that has it is FanDuel at 136.5. You want to gamble, Joe? You want to roll the dice on Justin Fields over 136.5? Come on. You know you want to.
MGM does have 135.5 now.
Why don't I see it?
I don't know. I do, but you're right. A lot of books don't have it. If you look at the prop shop, that's the only one I see listed.
I see it on the prop shop, but I don't see it on the book itself. Like, I'm literally staring at passing yards, and they only have Drake May. So
even on the over-under tab?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it listed. I've got them both listed. So, I mean,
they don't have him for attempts. They don't have him for completions. They don't have him for first half. Oh, they have him for first half passing yards at 59.5.
Under.
This is wild. Okay, there we go. Finally, at the very, very bottom. Make it more difficult for me. Make me a bicycle clown. 135.5 now.
It's You're right, though. I don't see it on some of the other props.
No, it's so dumb. Like, let's make this more difficult for me to make a bet that is a total gamble. Like, if you're betting on Fields passing yards, you're literally rolling bones. You have no idea what's going to happen. Here's his yardage totals this year. I'm going to just read you game by game. 218. Mm-hmm. 27, 226, 283, 45, 46, 244, 54. The definition of gambling is betting on the Justin Fields passing prop.
So the most rushing yards any running back has had against this Patriots defense is 53. They put Breece Hall's number at 52.5. Would you go under? The most is 53 this year.
Well, if you're a stat studier, you probably go under, right?
Yeah. And we expect the Jets to be trailing, so it's going to have to be Fields passing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Aaron Glenn's running the ball down 20. I don't know. But we have had weird results on Thursdays. Very weird results. Like, look at last Thursday. 10-7, Broncos. We're all sweating for everybody that took Denver in Survivor. Like, that was an ugly game. And we've seen some surprising results. So you never know. I just, to your point, it's tough to back the Jets. I'm not doing anything with the side. I'm not doing anything with the total. Survivor, that's a different conversation we'll have shortly. But props is the way to go. That's really all that interests me.
I'll probably find my way on the Jets, and I will hate myself when it's 17-3 at half. But sometimes you do what you got to do. I am looking for reasons to bet the Jets, and I honestly, I await the room in times of crisis, in times of uncertainty, the room can clear a lot of things for a lot of people. So I await the room bets later in the show.
We talked about the idea of Travion Henderson, offensive rookie of the year, yesterday at 50-1. The best price you can find now is already down to 40. Best price.
Mm-hmm.
If he blows up tonight, that's going to have some momentum. That number's going to drop a bunch more if he has a big game. Side note, the most snaps of all the New England receivers last week, the highest percentage of snaps with Booty out was Mac Collins. He was out there for about 80% of the snaps, and he got 10 targets last week. Stephon Diggs had 8 targets. So the Mac Collins props, 3.5 catches, 37.5 yards, plus 250 for an anytime touchdown. Maybe he does something there. Maybe one deep ball, and that's all it would take. And then he gets by the number. Diggs' numbers, 55.5 on the yards, plus 140 for an anytime touchdown. I'm guessing Diggs will be very popular as well.
I would be curious to see how they bet Fields. And I think it's easy to look at him and bet the rushing over and the passing under. If they come, what happens if the room says number one prop, Fields passing yards under? Are you intrigued by the over? Are you warming to the idea if the room says under?
It's so hard because he's coming off a 54-yard game. But they should be throwing and playing from behind. And then, like last week, you're like, oh, they scored 27. Well, remember, a couple possessions were taken away because of those special teams touchdowns. They're supposed to get the ball, and then they never get the ball because they just scored 6. Yeah, I would have to be, but I don't want to do it. I do not.
He only threw 11 passes last week. He was 6 of 11. If I bet his over tonight, which is possible, if I bet his over on passing yards and he throws 11 passes, I'm ripping my TV off the wall.
How many, since you have it in front of you, do you have that box score? How many rushes did they have in that game against Cleveland?
He had 7 for 28. I don't know how many the team had. I could pull that up. So he was 6 of 11 for 54 passing.
He had 11 passes, 7 rushes?
Yes. Yep. 11 passes, 6 complete, 54 yards, and then he rushed it 7 times for 28 yards. Where did the offense come from in this game? So Cleveland had 75 from Judkins and 54 from Gabriel. The Jets had 83 rushing from Hall and 28 from Fields. They had 42 passing yards and 127 rushing yards as a team.
Yeah, that's I'm saying. I can't believe they won. They had 169 total yards in the game.
And here I am, like, let me bet this team plus 13.
Yeah, I can't do it. Uh-huh. I can't do it.
I very easily could. Watch me.
Where's the bell? Bell did not travel. Was the travel okay? You good? Anything to complain about? Wi-Fi?
No complaints for the first time in a long time. But I still have to get home, so we're only halfway there. Don't worry. A lot of things can happen on the way home.
Yes, Friday morning could be interesting. All right. We somehow got a full segment out of Jets-Patriots. I don't know how. We gave people multiple betting angles on this crap game. You're going to need a bet or two to get through it, I think. Boy, these primetime games have not been pretty of late, including what we saw on Monday night. Joe O, Sammy P, we keep things rolling. Survivor is next. For those of you still alive, I still see pools popping up. I'm sure Kelly in Vegas has a brand new pool and that she'll talk about later on. You've got Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once again, they put us in a spot where Thursday night football is going to be very popular. It will be the most popular pick of the week. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. Let's talk some Survivor. I know a lot of people that are still alive. And then, nowadays you get pools that start up every single week. There are still pools that are starting up. You just have to make two or three picks a week as we continue here down the road. Already week 11, we're kind of getting to that point where it might be too late to start a new one. But New England is going to be the most popular pick. There's no doubt. Every projection site, I was looking at Pool Genius, Survivor Atlas, everybody's saying New England's going to be the most popular pick. And I get it. If we're looking down the road, Sam, are there other spots to take New England? Yeah. In a couple weeks, they get the Giants. Is Dart going to be available? Don't know. We would think he would be by now. But, yeah, you get the Giants in a couple weeks later on in the year at the Jets. So you play them again, but you get them at home this time around. New England, it's going to be a popular one, but it's Thursday night football. It's a divisional matchup. Such a big difference. We're talking about a six-point gap between this point spread and any other game.
I want no part either of the Packers. Not a single shred of
Nothing.
My body wants to bet on Green Bay. Nope, not happening. Not in this specific spot. Not the first Jameis start. Not the new interim coach, Mike Kafka. Not messing with that landmine. Ain't happening.
Nope.
Here's a game I thought about, though. You know who's winning this week. Minnesota's beating Chicago. That is happening. I've already convinced myself that that's happening. Now,
Wait. Why is this happening?
People aren't going to use it. Because it is, because I just decided the Bears are losing.
Oh, okay.
The issue is nobody's going to want to take Minnesota because nobody trusts J.J. McCarthy, and that's fine.
Nope.
But if you know how the NFL works, this is the perfect spot for the Bears to fall. Perfect spot. Because Minnesota just got shredded again. McCarthy stinks. Justin Jefferson's quitting on balls. You know, O'Connell's losing the locker room. Bears are 6-3. This is perfect. This is a perfect Bears banana peel.
I want to see how healthy this Vikings team is. Van Ginkel was not practicing yesterday. Grenard was injured. I think he did a limited work yesterday. We'll see how healthy he is moving forward. But that injury report for the Vikings does not look very good right now, and especially on defense, which is the strength of this team. Caleb, huh? See, I have a different view of that game. I wouldn't touch it for Survivor. Maybe we'll talk about it with live dogs. you know, Caleb on that turf, I think he's got some explosion. He breaks away from tackles constantly. I don't know, man. But yeah, but to your point, I kind of fall in that category. I don't trust McCarthy right now. I don't feel great about backing him. So yeah, I would not even touch that game in Survivor. There are a handful of other ones that I would prefer to go to. I wouldn't do it, but I would rather take Dallas than Minnesota. Dallas on Monday night going up against Vegas. But I wouldn't do that game. Your idea about Green Bay, totally with you. That is one of the top four point spreads. There are three games that are right around a touchdown. That's one of them. Would not touch that one. You know what? There's another game around a touchdown, Sam, I wouldn't touch. Baltimore. Baltimore, for those that have them, will be popular. They're at Cleveland, so on the road, in the division, and you have so many other spots to take Baltimore. You've got the Jets next week, which is going to be a two-touchdown number. After that, you've got the Bengals. We don't know if Burrow's going to be back. That's a Thanksgiving game. If Burrow's not back, there's another good spot to take Baltimore. And then later in the year, what if Burrow never returns? They've got Cincinnati again. There's just way too many spots to take Baltimore. And those that have them will jump on the Ravens this week and think, okay, I'm going away from the public because I'm not taking New England. No, man, I don't want to go to Cleveland. That defense plays so much better at home, too. This is not the spot for Baltimore. I say it's not the spot for Baltimore or Green Bay. What about Houston? That's the other game that's a touchdown. We don't know if Stroud's going to play. Let's say it's no Stroud, Davis Mills under center at the Titans off a bye.
No, I'm good on that one. What about Danks? Let's see.
Nobody even knows.
Gertz does. Houston.
I don't want Buffalo. I don't want Buffalo either.
See, that's what I was going to say. Well, last week I was saying no Buffalo. Because Buffalo off the Kansas City is just a bad spot. Like, just a bad spot. And now after Buffalo loses in Miami, people are like, oh, I can't bet Buffalo. I wish I had the bell. Bell's not here. Oh, I can't bet Buffalo. Yeah, you can. Because Buffalo is going to win. Can. I don't know if they're going to cover. I mean, you can. You definitely can. Injury report not good again on Wednesday. Here are the guys that were limited. Benford, Bernard, Bosa, Johnson, Lewis, Shakir, Thompson, Dorian Williams. Also, Kincaid, as you said, did not practice. You got more guys. I mean, this list on Wednesday, I feel like, was longer last week, but it's another long list on Wednesday. Now, we'll see what happens on Thursday and Friday, but multiple guys in the secondary, multiple guys up front. Epenesa has a concussion. He practiced in full, so I guess he's coming out of the concussion technically, but that's another long Wednesday injury report for the Buffalo Bills.
Back on the Houston one, obviously I would prefer to have Stroud, but I'm not as concerned about taking it. What is Cam Ward going to do against that Texans defense? I don't care, home or not. I don't care coming off the bye either. I don't have any belief in that team. So Ridley did practice some, I believe, yesterday, return to the practice field. So keep an eye out on that one. I'd be fine with Houston. So I do like, I'm going to have to take some New England, even though they'll be popular. I will take some Houston. I think we're kind of saying that we like dogs. It's going to be a dog week because we're saying stay away from Green Bay. Maybe not with Baltimore. Divisional matchup going to be a touchdown on the road. You know, the Buffalo spot, Tampa Bay is just always dicey. That, under the radar, that Bucs offense has not been good for a while. And I know they've been missing guys due to injury, but that's what was carrying them early on. Right now, the defense is what's carrying them. Cincinnati against Pittsburgh. No chance am I doing Pittsburgh in this spot, the way that Aaron Rodgers is looking. Kansas City against Denver. I mean, are you going to use the Chiefs at Denver? No. I don't know, man. There's some tricky spots. I think there's going to be a lot of dogs that we like when we talk live dogs in 11 o'clock hour.
So here's another one that you have to have this conversation with internally. And I heard this from a buddy of mine who's still alive in Survivor. He is contemplating Kansas City. Andy Reid, off the bye in his career, 22-4.
It's going to be sweaty.
No doubt. But do you really think the Broncos are going to win? Like, I understand. I mean, everything in this life, in this survivor life, is sweaty. That's why everybody gets knocked out in October for the most part. That's why restart leagues are full throttle right now. Mm-hmm. When you really close your eyes and get to Sunday, are the Broncos really going to beat the Chiefs and take a 3.5 game lead in the division? I want it to happen, but I know it's not going to.
No, I don't think so. I would rather take Kansas City than Pittsburgh. And I'd say a couple others that have larger point spreads too. I get the point. It's just, it's hard to get there because if I'm going to use Kansas City, I would rather use them in a laugher where I don't have to be stressed. Why do I need to add this stress? Look, down the road, you've got Dallas, Houston, Tennessee. You got Denver again in Arrowhead. There are other spots to use Kansas City. Wow, I'm surprised someone's gotten this far and not used Kansas City. So it's worth a consideration. I would just rather use them when I see a point spread of 6 or 7 when nobody else has them in the pool, which is probably what's going to happen down the road if you're still alive.
Let's play a quick game, impromptu. Paul, I need you to answer this question.
3, 2, 1.
Would you rather swallow a knife or bet Bo Nix to beat Mahomes outright?
How sharp's the knife?
Pretty sharp.
Damn.
He's thinking about it.
I watched, like, we went to the Renaissance Fair in, like, sixth grade, and we watched this sword swallower swallow swords, and he's okay, or at least he was that day. So I'm just wondering if there's watching YouTube
to the
videos.
Sword swallower swallowing something else.
Jake, down,
need to hear
Jake,
better personal
down.
Life, Jake. Yeah, jeez.
Let him answer.
I don't know, YouTube crash course on sword swallowing. I think I'll go with Bo Nix. You know what? So I'll pay the money to lose the bet instead of swallowing a sword and live to fight literally another day.
Are we forgetting about Paul's history with knives?
Not great. Not great.
Sam, were you on the show when he had the toe injury?
No, he was not. He was not. No. Every time there's a knife on the counter, that thing gets moved like all the way to the other side. I knocked a knife off the counter and it went right into my toe, like right into my foot. Yeah.
And how long do you have to wear a boot?
Punctured things. I don't know, 8 weeks. I think it was surgery.
He was
it snapped a tendon.
He had a boot on. He was scooting around in his apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. This music, by the way, is nightmare fuel. Jake, can you crank this a little bit higher, please, for us? It's so bad. It's so bad.
It was a great find by me. Maybe my best work, just in time.
Did the show get canceled after this song debuted? I feel like the show got canceled right after.
It was pretty close. By the way, a lot of things
have gone through my mind about the timing. Like, what else happened around then? But I don't really know the timing anyways. That's a whole nother conversation.
It was a Tuesday.
No, it but I mean, when was the decision made?
Ah.
Yeah. 6 months ago, maybe. Interesting. Joe O's MVP. Coming up next, Ian Harditz from Fantasy Life will drop by. We'll talk some NFL. A lot of movement parts going down this week in fantasy. That's next on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan, area, limitation, and exclusions apply.